Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we are so excited to be back with you. We are releasing podcast episodes on Tuesdays. So if you look for either on Spotify or Apple, you'll be able to find our newest episodes towards the top. And like I said, we're going to be releasing those on Tuesdays. At times, they'll be every week or maybe once a month. But we want to keep the content flowing and fresh, and we've got a lot of great travel and new speaking engagements and missions conferences and churches that we'll be at over the next few weeks. So we've got some exciting news that we're sharing and updating everyone on over the next few weeks. And then we also have Giving Tuesday coming up in November. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that over the coming weeks. But today we wanted to introduce or maybe reintroduce. If you've been around Connect Global for a little while, you will have heard us talk about some of our strategic partners and the collaboration that we have with them. Some of these partners we've had in our lives for 20 years. Others we've met in the last 5 or 10 years. And so the idea is that we wanted to highlight each of these partners, let you know a little bit more about them, and kind of let you understand a little bit more about how we work with partners, because we want to make sure that we understand that there's, we always do more together. Mm-hmm. We can always achieve more success, achieve more of the mission, and get more done when we work together and work, with people who are successful in their own right. So these partners are church planters, missionaries, mobilizers, they're teachers. They're out on the front lines every single day, working hard, serving their communities and reaching, the world to make an impact for the kingdom, for God. So the idea is that we'll talk a little bit about them. And then we also want to just kind of explain Connect Global's role in supporting them, how we work with them, how we collaborate with them, and basically how we are working together to complete the Great Commission.
Yeah.
So we wanted to start by introducing you first to Nahum Flores. We're going to hear from him maybe later on in the next few weeks personally. But we wanted to share a little bit about him just to kind of reintroduce him to you or let you know a little bit about him and his family. Nahum, we met in like 2004, 2005-ish.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah. So it's been literally almost 20 years exactly. I remember I met him first through our mission trips with Morningstar Church. That's our church. That's our personal church. But they introduced us to missions, introduced me to this village called Kasuna. Little tiny village, 8 hours away from any kind of, the smallest even streets and airports, and had to get to it through mud sometimes, three-wheeling it, like rock crawling to get there. But it's this little tiny coastal village that Nahum, through a kind of just crazy story that he'll tell a little bit later on this month, found out about through his ministry. He was working with the Church of God there, and they said, hey, there's some missionaries from the U.S. that need a pastor to help them go into this village, because this village, they speak a totally different language. It's not Spanish, and it's, very few people, especially at that time, knew this language.
Yeah.
But our friend, Pastor Nahum Flores, had been studying Garifuna, had been learning the language, helping translate some of the Bible into that language. And so he was the first person to go into, as a pastor, into this little village, this neighboring village. The missionaries had put in a church, they had put in a clinic, they had put in several other, human resource type things to help the village and make sure that they're meeting physical needs.
Yeah.
And then Pastor Nahum's, the vision they gave him was to go in and help meet spiritual needs.
Yeah.
And so that's where we then came in. We met him and his family as they were serving there.
Yeah.
I know you remember.
Yeah, Pastor Nahum.
Just meeting their kids and when they're tiny.
Amazing people. And yes, we've gotten to watch their kids grow up. That's kind of the crazy part, because a lot of our friends will tease me about being so young, because I'm the youngest in the friend group.
Right.
But it's weird because these kids were tiny and now they're like taller than me.
Yes.
And all those crazy little markers, but so I guess I'm older than people think, but yeah, they were just little guys whenever we met their kids first, and now they're adults, and you know, it's just fun to meet new people, but then it's even more fun whenever you actually become friends and you do life and ministry and all kinds of things together. We've sweat next to them a million hours doing hard labor, re-roofing and all kinds of different things. But we've also had the pleasure of just having a friendship with that family. And so we've gotten to go do some snorkeling with them.
Yes.
And we've been stung by jellyfish together.
Yep.
And we've had just some funny...
Preaching at one of his churches.
Yeah.
And having cows... as they're eating grass, walking, you know, like literally in the
cows literally
building,
staring at us through the
door while we're trying.
Yeah, the threshold where a door should be.
Yeah, exactly right, where we're preaching.
Yeah.
And then, it's always been amazing though to me, because some of the values that we hold dear and that we look for in strategic partners are their consistency, their courage, and their commitment. And we've seen those things with him. I remember some of the early times when we would see Pastor Nahoon serving in that community and around those that whole coast of northern Honduras. The amount of courage that he had to just say, hey, I don't have the resources maybe. I don't have the, you know, didn't have a full backing, like, you know, huge congregation. I mean, we're talking about this guy was wheeling a generator from his house down the beach through the sand to the church to run like a string of like six light bulbs, not even lighting, like six light bulbs, and a little tiny soundboard, a piano. He and his family would minister together in music. He'd preach, and day in and day out they would serve that way. Or
and the church being like a room,
a small building, a small little room. And, you know, very little. I think I remember him saying, like, when he first started, it was him, his family, and five others.
Yeah.
You know, and so now what they've been able to do and process through all that is sending some of the first Garifuna pastors, planting new Garifuna churches.
Yeah.
Now he's moved out to other villages, other towns, in which he's duplicating that same process that he's done year after year for almost 30 years for him.
Yeah.
But the courage that it took to do that amidst all those trials. I remember things that, you know, different things that were trying to prevent him from doing it. Not just financial resources, but people, you know, trying to prevent or stop him from doing, you know, his work and the ministry work there. Safety issues for he and his family.
Yeah.
Just different crazy things that he's been through.
Hardships
that none of us, you know, not all of us have experienced. But he's persevered. He and Adania, his wife, have persevered through that. And they've been consistent in that.
Yeah.
So it's not like they've taken a year off or 2 years off or, you know, or a day off or a week off sometimes.
Yeah.
They've always done what they're called to do with consistency. And that's one of the things that I really love about them. And especially, of course, in Honduras, there's, you know, the church there is growing. Evangelism, you know, is being spread there. But even when we first started going there, you know, some of the statistics were like less than 1% of the people there knew about Jesus, would be accepting or receptive of it. And over the years, we've seen that number double and double again. And, you know, to see the people's hearts be open to that, to them not only just receiving, but then giving in turn, I think is another value that we share with Pastor Nahoon, is not just to go and, you know, sit, but to go and walk alongside someone and help them, empower them to then go and do the same for other people.
Yeah, I was going to say that's one thing I admire most about Pastor Nahoon and Adania specifically, is that they are not Sunday morning pastors.
Right.
They are pastors Monday through Sunday. And that, you know, in that context, it's even more difficult.
Yes, exactly.
In developing countries and in places where there's always a lack of resources, mm-hmm. there's always a hardship, there's always a challenge, and they're literally just giving of themselves and yes. of their life on a daily basis, sacrificing their own needs oftentimes,
yes.
their own desires, their own
comfort, safety, yeah.
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so it's been just very inspiring over the years to just yep. see them work that hard and to face what they face, but to continue to show up every day and
right.
continue to serve the people that God has brought them to. And it's no surprise that they've just grown and grown and grown, and that they've been able to reach as many people as they have,
right.
because they're the real deal. They're the ones that people know are there for them in the good times and in the bad.
Right, exactly. And they've definitely been that for us as well. I mean, I remember just being able to have full confidence, trust anytime that we're with them.
Yeah.
You know, navigating through places that we've never been.
Yeah.
Whether that's in the jungles of Honduras, whether it's in the cities, just trusting that He has already prepared and been mm-hmm. prepared for those jobs and those journeys, but then takes us along. I mean,
yeah.
He's done that for 20 years. And we can trust that when He says He's going to do something, He's going to do it.
Yeah.
We trust that He and His family are you know, obedient and serving God first.
Yeah.
And then out of that distills into serving their community, serving their church, serving their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, serving us as well when we're there helping us through the mission. But Nahoon and Adenya have been solid. They've been very good, you know. We see how they take care of their kids, their children, their family.
Yeah.
You know, but He's also very committed to the work, very committed to, you know, just what they have to do and what's before them. And so that's why we like to collaborate and work with partners who exemplify that level of commitment. And we're continuing to do that. So
yeah.
we
do that financially.
Financially, every month we're supporting him and his family. We're continuing to be in prayer. You know, partnership and prayer, because we understand that He's got a big mission there that He's doing every single day.
Yeah.
And as we find ways in which our work overlaps and
yeah.
we, you know, share the care and the concern for the same communities as
yeah.
He does, then we find ways in which to work through, you know, work and do that as well, so that we're supporting His efforts that already existed
yes.
there. We're not trying to redo or reclaim or
right.
you know, write history for any reason. We're trying to just come and work alongside Him, help promote, you know, the mission that is, you know, that He's got already going.
Yeah.
And He's been a great partner. It's been an enormous joy. Anytime we get a chance to see each other in person, or when we talk on the phone, or even just a text message, I can hear His voice, hear His laugh. You know, he's always very sure to connect and care for our family, our extended
yeah.
family, the people that he's met over the years, and is just a very genuine, transparent, you know, cool person. And
yeah.
so we just want to honor him today. We want to give him, you know, all of our sort of applause, because
yeah.
he has continued to do what he said he was going to do, you know, almost
yeah.
three decades ago.
And of course, I have to give Adenya applause, because
yes.
being a wife of someone who is very clear about their purpose and their mission, it takes both. It's never, if
for
it's
sure.
successful and it lasts, it absolutely is 1,000% the spouse as well,
yes.
Making that possible and making that that passion and that
mm-hmm.
purpose come to life. Because anybody who's ever been married probably knows that that's the most important relationship you'll
yes.
ever have, and that person can make you or break you.
Yes.
And so I know Adenya has sacrificed so much, and
for
she's
sure.
given so much of herself, but they've both just done it with such joy. You know,
yes,
they're,
for sure.
they have, there's times where they've obviously been able to acknowledge the hardships and the pain
yes.
and those things. But they always come back to a place of joy and a place of gratitude.
Yes.
And so that's very inspiring. And I think for you and I,
yeah.
we love the idea of multiplication.
Yes, exactly.
So we know it's important for us to be able to invest in and partner with people one-on-one. but it's also very strategic and meaningful when you can invest with people who then are doing that with hundreds of other people.
Right, exactly.
And so when we're able to have a strategic partner that's impacting hundreds and thousands of people, it just makes our efforts go that much further.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when you have someone that you're equally paired with because you share the same visions,
right.
You have the same heart, you have the same desires, and so it just makes the work on all sides that much more fruitful, that much more meaningful, and honestly easier.
Exactly, right. And that's the thing, it's like, you know, this is definitely not an easy job. This is not an easy mission. You know, for those of us, you know, in the church, in faith, who have done this before, you know, this is called the Great Commission. This is something that was Jesus's last commandment on earth to his followers, to the disciples that were choosing to follow who Jesus is and still continue to this day to follow Jesus's teachings and to believe in him. The idea of that is so huge and it's so grand, and yet it takes a step at a time. And it takes all of us working together and being in unity and doing these things. And so, like you said, it makes it easier, it makes it fun, it makes it accessible and, you know, obviously possible to do this work when you have really good strategic partnerships that actually make a difference, that actually make an impact. And we can actually say at the end of a day or a week or a month or a year, we can say, wow, look at all that we've been able to accomplish together. And Pastor Nehun and Adenya are absolutely those partners. And so we wanted to introduce or reintroduce them to you this month. You can follow the links in the show description of this podcast to find out a little bit more about their personal ministry, their personal story, see more photos from over the years, and just get a general sense of who they are and what they do, and how Connect Global partners with Pastor Nehun and Adenya. So we are so grateful for you tuning into this podcast. We are so grateful to be able to do this work and to continue to honor these commitments that we've made over these years. And so we could not do what we do without you. We're so appreciative of all that you do through prayer, through support, through financial giving. Like I said, I just encourage you to go through the show notes and read and hear and see a little bit more about our strategic partners over the next couple of weeks. And we'll find out, you know, we'll let you find out a way in which you can also support them and actually send your donation that will get right to them, because we want to be able to bless them this year. With an extra blessing this year to be able to do that with them. And so that'll be tied to Giving Tuesday, which is in November. So definitely be prepared for that. We are grateful for each and every one of you who give with us and make this possible. And we hope that you will tune into the next episode of the Connection Podcast here with Connect Global. We will see you soon.
Thank you so much for listening.